investor in Skagway's White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has been purchased by a multinational private equity firm. And the Haynes Sheldon Museum's new exhibit showcases Tlingit formline images perhaps not seen in over 200 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. A multinational investment group has purchased a company that invests heavily in multiple Southeast Alaska businesses, including Skagway's White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad and Survey Point Holdings in Ketchikan. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
Last week, a $2.5 billion deal was reached for Blackstone Infrastructure Partners to purchase Carrix. While that sounds like a global Wall Street deal, it could affect some key players in Southeast Alaska's port and tourism trades. In 2018, Carrix teamed up with Holland America Princess Tours, a subsidiary of Carnival Cruise Lines, and Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings to purchase the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad from a Canadian golf course company for just under $300 million. The group named Bob Burdo as president of the railroad. He and his family split 50% of Survey Point Holdings, while Carrix owns the other half. Details of the investment partnership that purchased White Pass aren't public record, but Carrix is a major investor, and its shares will now be controlled by Blackstone. Meanwhile, there's a new chairman of the board at Carrix, Blackstone Senior Managing Director Sebastian Sherman. Blackstone was founded by CEO Stephen Schwarzman, who is on the Forbes list of the world's wealthiest people, ranking at number 79. And the company he controls has a controversial past when it comes to investments in housing and in medicine. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says he has questions about what Blackstone's investment could mean for Skagway's largest private employer.
What's their attitude toward White Pass? Is it in their wheelhouse? Is it an asset as a tourist attraction that they're interested in? Since they're not going to be in control of the waterfront post-2023 in the uplands, how are they going to react to that asset? What's their future plans for the asset? To maintain it as a tourist railroad and maintain its historical significance as a narrow gauge railway? Or are they going to come in and turn it into, you know, a standard gauge rail that's shipping stuff to and from the Yukon?
But Blackstone was already a 20% investor in Carrix. They are now buying out the remaining shares held by the Smith and Hemingway families who started the company back around 1950. Skagway's chair of the Ports and Harbors Committee, Tom Cochran, says he doesn't think big changes are coming.
Carrix has been pretty silent the whole time anyway, ever since the purchase of the railroad. They've never really, you know, made their presence known that I'm aware of, unless maybe they did with the elected officials. But, you know, it's always been kind of a Bob Burdo, Survey Point Holdings show. They're obviously the public face.
Calls to Survey Point Holdings and Blackstone on Monday and Tuesday were not returned. However, White Pass representatives released a statement saying Blackstone had a solid investment history. It says Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings would continue to manage the railroad. The deal is expected to close next April. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
The Haynes Sheldon Museum is showcasing a display of newly revealed Tlingit formline images. The museum staff use an infrared camera to photograph traditional bentwood boxes to reveal paintings not seen in perhaps 200 years. Several traditional Tlingit bentwood boxes make up part of the Haynes Sheldon Museum's 23,000-item collection. Handmade out of cedar wood and painted, the boxes were used for storage or traded goods, according to Museum Collections Coordinator Zachary James.
These ones, I think, were probably used for regalia because they have really nice paintings on them, but they were general purpose storage boxes too.
James is Tlingit, with ancestry in Wrangell and the Stikine Basin, as well as the Chilkat Valley. And he has an active interest in Tlingit art and heritage, especially new ways of looking at pieces from the museum's collection.
It just basically looks like a black surface on wood, and then these kind of amazing images are able to be pulled out of it.
Traditional bentwood boxes come in various sizes. Large boxes stored blankets, clothing, and ceremonial items. Medium-sized boxes stored food, and small boxes held berries, sewing materials, and special treasures. Over time, the outside varnish darkened, probably from soot or grime and storage conditions, obscuring the original paintings. Some were completely hidden, others you can see a faint outline.
And if you look at it from the side, you can kind of see, under certain light conditions, you can kind of see that there is a design, but you can't really make it out very clearly.
Using an infrared lens on a digital camera, James photographed the bentwood boxes, which date back to the 1800s, capturing the striking formline images below.
The way it works is infrared light penetrates through the patina or the varnish, the yellowed varnish on the outside of the piece, and then normal light reflects off of the very outside. The infrared light penetrates through the varnish and then bounces off the pigment or off of the wood and then reflects back. And so it has the ability to see through the kind of grime on the outside.
For James, it was an exciting reveal.
It's probably the first time in a couple hundred years that these designs and these pieces of art have even been able to be appreciated or looked at. So I felt like it was good to see it again.
Haynes Sheldon Museum Board President Colleen Adams says James' initiative and the project is valuable for the Haynes community.
It's such a treasure to have these in Haynes. And for Zach to come up with this idea to bring this artwork to life, to show people what has been underneath that for hundreds of years, it's amazing. So we are very fortunate to be able to witness this.
James says the newly revealed designs are significant to the larger project of recovering and protecting the Tlingit heritage of the Chilkat Valley in Southeast Alaska.
Constantly, Native art has been taken out of Native hands and put in, European or American institutions. I mean, there's Tlingit art from this valley in Russia and in Germany, and all over, University of Pennsylvania. We have no idea what's in private hands, what was lost over the years. So every scrap of information about the Tlingit art forms that we can draw from is important.
Formline involves a complex and often subtle language of rules and motifs, and so James says the recovered images are important for local Tlingit artists to study the art form. The exhibit is part of the museum's six-week spotlight and will be on display through mid-December. Admission is free for Haynes residents, otherwise it's $10. And the museum is open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. Plastic.